So now that you are becoming stronger, you're becoming fitter, how about starting to work some flexibility and agility into your program as well? And I'm not talking about any huge changes and huge differences on your part, but rather just a little bit of simple yoga. Hi there, it is day 19 of the 30-Day Rider Fitness Challenge. This is Lorna. I am with you all the way through to day 30 and beyond if you want. And we are going to be chatting today about how yoga can help you as a rider to, well, just be a little bit more supple in the saddle. So suppleness is a huge word when it comes to horse riding. However, we often think of it as more the horse's side of the coin than ourselves. We don't look at our own suppleness and our own, I suppose, flexibility in the saddle. We're always wondering how we can get our horses more supple. How can we bend them more? How can we flex them more? How can we get them more loosey-goosey? But you know, you and your horse very often mirror each other. So how supple you are is going to have a direct impact on your suppleness in the saddle. Now, yoga does not only help with suppleness, okay? Yoga is going to help with your strength and your core and your flexibility, and not only that, your focus and your mind, okay? And of course, our mind is a big one when we're talking about horse riding. And I know so many people are doing the 30-Day Rider Fitness Challenge because of confidence issues they have in the saddle. And being able to control your mind is, of course, step one in trying to rebuild or build confidence to begin with. So that being said, what can you start putting into your daily, and I'm sure already full daily schedule, that is going to help you with this? Well, a couple of simple stretches, and you'll see that the stretches that we've included with this week, week three, are all actual yoga stretches. They're going to involve you having to just very gently stretch in and stretch out and using yourself to get in and out in the saddle. Now, we also have a yoga sequence that's there available for you inside of your workbook this week. So you should have printed it off, okay? And you can then follow that sequence. It's just a short, simple sequence in yoga that's going to help you also just stretch a little bit. What I personally found when I began including yoga into my daily routine was that, first of all, I was shocked at how lopsided I was. Goodness, one side was just so lovely and stretchy and flexible, and the other side, well, not so much. And it was obviously coming through with my riding. I know that a few years ago when I used to compete, I had continuous issues, particularly with my horses becoming disunited behind in the canter. And it was all to do with how I was sitting and things like that. So the yoga really opened my eyes to just, I suppose, the extent of the lopsidedness in my body. But it also then allowed me to slowly, on a day-by-day basis, measure how I was increasing the flexibility, and not only that, evening out my body. So getting this lovely suppleness happening both sides, getting some symmetry going with regards to the strength and the movement and the range of movement that my body was able to do when I was on the ground, and so therefore carry across into the yoga. Now, there's lots of different yoga practices you can do, okay? And yoga is a huge topic in and of itself. I am not a yoga instructor. I'm not a yoga teacher. This is just something that I have found to be very beneficial for myself in the saddle and out of the saddle as well. And I am advising you to go ahead and do. But if you find that this is something you really enjoy, why not try and actually get it going into your working it into your weekly schedule, that maybe you can take a yoga class, or maybe you don't even need to take a yoga class. You can go on YouTube at this point and just see loads of different yoga instructors there on YouTube who've very generously, I suppose, given their time and their effort and their energy into putting practices together that you can follow. So I would strongly suggest that you try and add this in. Don't be too hard on yourself if you find that your flexibility is, well, a little wanting, okay? We're all a little wanting at the beginning, and unfortunately, it tends to have something to do with age as well. So if you are a little bit older, you're probably going to find that that flexibility is gone. But just like we spoke about yesterday, how it's going to have long-term benefits on your body, yoga is going to do the same. And I strongly suggest you go out and try some today. Okay, have a great one, and I'll chat to you soon. Bye.